Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the quickest, most classic drum and bass arrangement tools you can add to your arsenal, the old-school dub siren. And we're doing it in a beginner-friendly way, in Ableton Live 12, with an automation-first workflow. So instead of getting lost in sound design, we'll focus on movement, phrasing, and how the siren helps the track breathe. That's the real trick. In DNB, a siren is not just a cool effect. It's a signal. It marks a change, adds tension, answers the drums, and helps the listener feel where the track is going. So let's build this like a proper arrangement tool, not just a random sound. First, grab a dub siren sample and put it on a new audio track. You want something short, tonal, and fairly simple. Don't overthink this part. A lot of beginners get stuck hunting for the perfect sample, but the truth is, almost any decent siren can work, if you automate it well. Drop it into an empty clip slot, warp it if needed, and trim it down so you're only using the useful part. If the sample is longer, try to keep just 1-4 beats worth of the strongest material. Keep the level controlled too. Something around -6 to -12 dB is a good starting point. If it's stereo and feels too wide, pull it toward mono for now. In drum and bass, the low end needs space, and your siren should live above that, not fight it. Now let's clean it up with a simple stock Ableton chain. On the siren track, add EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and utility. If you want, you can also add echo and reverb after the core tone is shaped. Start with EQ8. High pass the siren somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it's not cluttering the bass zone. If it feels harsh, try a small cut around 3 to 5 kHz. If it feels weak, a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help it speak a little more. Then add auto filter. This is where the character starts to come alive. You can use low pass or band pass mode depending on how focused you want the siren to feel. For a darker intro, keep the cutoff lower. For a brighter build, let it open up later. We're not trying to make it huge all the time. We're trying to make it evolve. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive and listen to how the siren starts to feel more urgent. This is one of those little energy moves that can make the siren feel more alive without just making it louder. If the sound is still too wide or facey, use utility to narrow it down. You can bring the width close to zero if needed, or just reduce it a bit so the siren sits more neatly in the mix. Now here's the big idea for this lesson. We're going automation first. That means we think about the movement before we think about the final polish. Switch over to arrangement view and build an 8-bar phrase. Think in sections. Bars 1 to 4 are your tension build. Bars 5 and 6 are your first real siren response. Bars 7 and 8 are your transition into the next section or drop. This is where the siren stops being a sound effect and starts becoming part of the arrangement language. Begin by automating the auto filter cutoff. Start it fairly closed, maybe around 400 to 600 Hz. Then slowly open it over the first 4 bars until it reaches somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. You don't have to make it dramatic right away. Even a subtle rise can create a real sense of momentum. Then add a little saturator movement. You can push the drive up slightly as the build progresses. A small increase in saturation can feel like a pressure rise. It's subtle, but it works. Next, bring an echo for the final phrase or transition hit. Keep it restrained most of the time, maybe around 5 to 10% dry slash wet. Then on the last siren hit, throw the feedback up higher, somewhere around 25 to 35%, and pull it back down right after. That sudden delay throw is a very classic DNB move. It creates space right before the drop slams back in. Reverb should stay controlled. Small to medium size, short to medium decay, and just enough dry slash wet to give the siren some air. If you drown it in reverb, it stops punching and starts fogging up the mix. In drum and bass, clarity usually wins. Now let's make the phrase feel a musical. Dub sirens work best when they answer the drums or the bass. Think call and response. That means the siren should land in the gaps, not sit on top of every strong drum hit. A good starting pattern is this. Leave the first bar pretty open, then bring in a siren swell leading into the snare of bar 2. Add a shorter call before bar 4. Then make bar 8 your bigger rise into the next section. If your drums are busy, keep the siren shorter and more filtered. If the break is sparse, the siren can be a little more expressive. If you want more control, load the siren into Simpler instead of using the raw audio clip. That gives you more flexibility with filter, volume, and sustain. You can even automate transpose for small pitch moves. A lift of plus 3 to plus 7 semitones can feel exciting, while a small downward move of minus 1 to minus 3 semitones gives it a heavier, darker feel. And here's a useful mindset shift. Don't think of it as one long siren. Think in phrases. One or two bars is often enough. If it feels repetitive, shorten it and let automation create the motion. Now let's talk about the arrangement context. In drum and bass, the siren should sit around the drums, not on top of them. That means avoiding the loudest kick and snare moments if you can. Place the main hit after a snare, or right after a drum fill. If there's a bass line, keep the siren in the mid-range and use utility if the stereo image gets messy. You usually don't need sidechain for this effect, but if the siren clashes with the bass phrase, a small volume dip can help. A really good habit here is to check the siren in context every few edits. Solo can trick you. Something that sounds huge by itself might feel way too sharp once the drums and bass come back in. So keep jumping back into the full mix and asking, does this actually help the arrangement? Once the automation feels good, resample it. This is a huge workflow win. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record your automated siren performance. Now you have audio you can chop, reverse, fade, and place precisely in the arrangement. You can slice it into one bar or half bar pieces, turn the tail around for a reversed lead-in, or grab the best hit and layer it with a snare fill or crash. That's especially useful in DNB, because the arrangement moves fast. Printed audio is easier to place than constantly live automating a long chain. Now let's finish with some simple mix discipline. Keep the siren loud enough to be felt, but not so loud that it takes over the track. It should mark the build and the transition. It should support the drums and bass, not replace them. Use EQ to control harshness. Use utility to keep the width in check if needed. If the siren has wild peaks, a gentle limiter can help, but don't overdo it. The goal is clarity, not brute force. Here's a great beginner tip. Mute the siren for one loop and listen to what happens. If the track suddenly feels empty, then you've probably placed the siren in a useful spot. If nothing changes, it might be too decorative and not doing enough arrangement work. And if you want a darker, heavier vibe, try a narrow bandpass shape, a little extra saturation during the build, and a reversed siren tail before the main hit. Those small moves can make the whole section feel much more intentional. So to recap, use the dub siren as an arrangement tool. Keep it mid-range focused. Automate filter and delay first. Place it in gaps and fills, and resample once the motion feels good. That's how you turn one sample into a proper drum and bass transition element. For your practice, build a simple 8-bar siren phrase. Load one siren sample, add EQ 8, auto filter, saturator, and echo. Automate the filter over 4 bars. Throw the delay on the last hit. Place it against a snare or drum fill. Then resample the result and chop it into a few usable transition hits. If you can make one siren phrase feel like part of the track's language, you're already thinking like a DNB arranger. And that's the real win here. Now go make it breathe, make it punch, and make it sound intentional.